Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Connor Newt in today with us. Hello, Connor Newt.
Hello, Jared Stillman.
So, I'm just going to be honest with everybody out there. This is the first time this has happened in my life. My son got sick last week. He got sick on Monday night. And we took him to the doctor on Tuesday. He had a cold, he had a cough, and so we took him to the doctor. And the reason this is the first time this has happened in my life is because I got sick the next day. And I have been on my ass for a week. And so I'm starting to get over it. I don't know how it sounds. I don't know if it sounds bad. I don't know if it sounds the same. I don't know. I ask for no sympathy, but just know, holy crap. When people say, Ian told me this years ago, Ian said, dude, your kids are going to get you sick. Whenever you have kids, they're going to get you sick. And I'll be damned if my son did not put me on my rear end for pretty much all of last week. So, this morning, I awoke to the news like many other people did. I was actually at the doctor when my phone started buzzing. And I knew something must be up. I had text messages from Chase McCabe and Adam Vinden and Caroline Fenton. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I saw the story that Will Levis is out for the season to have shoulder surgery off the shoulder that he injured in the Indianapolis game the Miami game, and then played a week later in the Indianapolis game. Apparently, 8 months later, Will Levis is still hurt, so he's going to have the surgery on the eve of the opening of training camp. But didn't Will Levis say that he was fine right after it happened? And he did play the next week, and then he complained about it after the game, and he stunk in that Indianapolis game, and then he sat the bench for a couple of weeks, then he came back, and he stunk some more, and then he got benched, and then he went and spent all offseason working with Jordan Palmer, and he was competing in the offseason program. And so, again, on the day before training camp, Will Levis just up and decided to quit. That's what he did. If this were college football, he would have entered the transfer portal. He quit today. And if anybody else tells you that it is anything other than that, of him deciding, I'm not going to play quarterback this year, they drafted somebody ahead of me. Quite frankly, I think Brandon Allen's probably ahead of him on the depth chart too. Not a lot of people are talking about that, but I believe that. So I'm just going to get the shoulder surgery, and I'm just going to make sure I'm healthy because, God forbid, I try to compete and play football this year. The Titan said in a statement, quote, he approached the offseason with professionalism and showed clear growth as a leader. Uh-huh. Yeah, he showed real growth. Oh, I'm not going to play this year? I quit. What a leader. But that's how it goes with the Titans. And here's the deal. And I say this with all due respect, but I think far too many people out there, media, Titans media, Titans fans, I think they're being too kind. I say this with all due respect. Again, Chris Sanders does this before he criticizes somebody. He goes, I say this respectfully. Will Levis is a loser. It's time to admit it. He is a losing football player. And I can't put my finger on it exactly as to why he's a loser. Sometimes I think he's a little afraid of being himself. Sometimes I think he's a little too worried about what they say on social media and what it means for his brand and whatnot. I don't know the reason why he's such a loser. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm certainly not his psychologist. But I'm here to tell you today, he's a loser. You do not win with people like that in positions of importance in your organization. Just so you know, Kentucky didn't win with Will Levis at quarterback, and neither did the Titans. If you're too hurt to play, you tell the team. Why? Because as much as we love the macho Steve McNair, I'll play through everything. You can't hurt the team when you can't do your job. So if you're a starting quarterback and you're hurt to the point that you're going to hurt the football team because your shoulder is so jacked up You don't go to the media after the game is over when you threw for 95 yards against the Colts and you say, well, you know, my shoulder's still bothering me. No, you go to the trainer and you say, look, I'm 75%. I can't make that throw. I can't make that throw. So now the coach can look at the game plan and say, okay, if you can't do that, we have to get somebody else in there to give the other guys on our team a chance to win. Oftentimes, if you're a difference maker at quarterback and you tell the coach, I can't do this, I can't do that, then the coach says, okay, well, let's take this out, let's take that out, but let's put Peyton Manning in a position to where he can make some plays for us, because even though he's not the sheriff of old and he can't feel the ball in his fingertips anymore after all the neck surgeries, he's still Peyton Manning. We still want him out there. But when you're not honest with your team, when you're too hurt to play, and you go to the podium and you make that excuse, and the head coach asks the same thing, says he didn't say any of that to us, what does that make you? Selfish. That's what it makes you. When you opt not to have the surgery, probably because you're looking to get traded, and then you see, I'm not going to get traded, I'm going to have to go to training camp, I'm really battling with Brandon Allen for the backup job. He's not battling with Cam Ward. They just paid Cam Ward $50 million in signing bonus money. They just paid him $40 million. He's not competing with Cam Ward. So when you say, well, you know, may not even be the backup here, I'll just have the surgery sit my ass on the sideline this year, that's selfish too. The timing of this is insanely skeptical. If the Titans had decided to trade the first overall pick and then say, well, we're going to battle it out between Levis and Daniel Jones or whomever, hell, even Brandon Allen, do you think he would have had the surgery, or do you think he would have told everybody that he's fine? If the Titans had re-signed Mason Rudolph and they didn't draft Cam Ward, do you think he would have had the surgery, or do you think he would have told everybody that he's fine? Now, as far as Levis is concerned and what it means for the team and what it means to me, I don't really care, because I've stopped caring about Levis. Levis isn't important. Levis hasn't been important to me since he got benched after the Cincinnati game, because once the coach benches you, when you're a young quarterback and the coach benches you for Mason Rudolph, it's over. I never did this thing like Kaharski did where I looked at it and said, well, he's only under contract for $1 million, so he stinks. They've moved on. So Levis isn't important to this team anyways. But Will Levis lying to the team last October about his shoulder and then deciding after the offseason and after Cam Ward was drafted and after he wasn't traded to another club to have the surgery and miss the whole season on the eve of training camp, it proved to me what I already knew, which is that Will Levis is a loser. You want to know why Will Levis fell in the draft in 2023? Because teams brought him in on visits. The Texans brought him in on a visit. Carolina brought him in on a visit. Indianapolis brought him in on a visit. Tennessee brought him in on a visit. Countless others brought him in on visits. And when he came in on those visits, when he met with them at the combine, the teams looked at each other and they said, that guy's a loser. And you can couch it however you want. He rubbed us the wrong way. We didn't like his attitude. The reality was they looked at him and they said, we can't win with this meathead. So we're not going to put our reputations and our careers on the line with him. I know Mark Stoops goes all in when he talks about Will Levis, but what has Mark Stoops ever won? So at the end of the day, what this really means to me, what I feel like I've learned today about the suspicious timing of Will Levis deciding to have season-ending shoulder surgery the day before training camp, when it is obvious that this was a Will Levis decision made by his agents, with him, his second opinions, his, and he's entitled to that. But what it tells me is Will Levis is not interested in competing. It tells me that Will Levis is not a winner. Will Levis is a front runner. Will Levis likes it when everybody's pumping his tires. He'll show up at 4 a.m. and he'll put together the best mayonnaise commercial you've ever seen. But when you ask him to battle for the backup job with Brandon Allen, and he's probably going to lose to Brandon Allen, he's not interested in that. No. I'll have the shoulder surgery. From the shoulder injury I suffered last October. You know, the one that I lied to the team about, said I was ready to play, and then used as an excuse to the media after I lost the game. Yeah, that one. Boy, that's a real winner, eh? Again, Will Levis doesn't matter to the 2025 Tennessee Titans because he was never going to play quarterback for this team anyway. But what a loser. And I don't know if you all know this, but you don't build a winning football team and a winning culture with losers in your organization. So my biggest takeaway from the Will Levis news today, good riddance. He sucked. His head was never in the right place, and he's not made of the right stuff. Good riddance. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. There's now a national narrative that is following the Titans with this news. That, again, I don't know where they're getting this from, but we'll get to that next as well. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game. There you go. That was Robert Turbin on SiriusXM NFL Radio. And I think it's hilarious because it's like, you know, all teams are going to look at him differently now after this. And he shouldn't have listened to the team. He should have gotten the second opinion right away. And he wanted to get traded. That's why Will Levis didn't have surgery right after the season. He wanted to get traded. He was going to go work with Jordan Palmer. He was going to go rechange his game. He was going to go get traded, which I was shocked he didn't get traded, to be completely frank with you. But that's what he was going to do. But the national media has absolutely no idea when it comes to the Tennessee Titans, really anything, especially about the backup quarterback position and who's here and who's not and everything else. So this morning when Adam Schefter reported that Will Levis was going to have the surgery and Will Levis was going to miss the season, Adam Schefter started saying, this opens the door for Cam Ward to be the starter. And that's all the national media was talking about. Right there, Robert Turbin. Well, you know, he probably wasn't going to compete for the job, but now he's definitely not going to compete for the job. Excuse me, what? Did people actually think that Will Levis, the guy who was benched last year for Mason Rudolph, was going to be battling for the starting quarterback job this season with a guy that they just drafted number one overall and just paid $40 million to? I kept saying this the second they signed Brandon Allen. I remember it like it was yesterday. TD and I were doing the TD Power Hour out at the Assembly Food Hall during the SEC basketball tournament, and I kept saying, this is what you do in the NFL when you draft a guy number one, and when they didn't have any interest in Sam Darnold, and they didn't have any interest in Aaron Rodgers, and then we found out Geno Smith was on the move, and they didn't have any interest in him, and there was no interest in Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. It was obvious they were drafting Cam Ward. And once that happened, I said, here's what you do. You sign a veteran backup who knows what his role is, and you get rid of the young guy. That's what everybody does. The Chicago Bears got rid of Justin Fields. The Washington Commanders got rid of Sam Howell. That's what you do. And so when they signed Brandon Allen, I said, Brandon Allen is the backup quarterback. Brandon Allen is the veteran backup who poses zero threat to the young quarterback, knows the head coach's system, and makes almost no money. Will Levis is the dumbest quarterback in the entire NFL. You really think Brian Callahan, and I know Brian Callahan has done some really, really stupid things as head coach of the Titans. And I get the sense, and I like Callahan, but I get the sense that he's worried about all the wrong things anyways. But you think Brian Callahan is voluntarily going to play Will Levis again? He benched him last year. This was never a quarterback competition. This was the same quarterback competition that C.J. Stroud had to fight through against Davis Mills. It was never going to be Davis. The difference is Davis Mills isn't a quitter like Will Levis. The competition is Cam Ward ready week one, which has absolutely nothing to do with Brandon Allen and has absolutely nothing to do with Will Levis. The competition is, do we get the benefit of sitting Cam Ward for a couple of weeks for the first month of the season to benefit his development? That's the competition. Cam Ward and Cam Ward's development and how it all plays into one another. Not who's the better quarterback. That's not how this works. And so if the answer is yes, Cam should sit a couple of weeks, or they get out there to training camp, Cam's not ready, then I always believe the entire time Brandon Allen starting at quarterback. I believed that if Levis was going to be on the team, week one at Denver, on the award-winning pregame show with Derek and Chris, that I'd be sitting there saying, all right, the inactives for the Titans today, third quarterback, Will Levis. Because I expected Brandon Allen to be the backup quarterback the entire time. I now see, you know, the Midday Show was talking about, well, do the Titans have to go get a better backup now that Levis is out? They have a backup quarterback. It's Brandon Allen, the guy who was their backup quarterback yesterday, the guy who has been their backup quarterback since March. I said this the second Carolina clinched the worst record 2 years ago, giving the Chicago Bears the number one pick. I said Caleb Williams is the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears in 2024. And ESPN was, well, could they trade Caleb Williams and stay with Justin Fields? And could Justin Fields be the backup? No. And that's the same case here. They tried to keep Mason Rudolph. Last year, they made it clear with nothing to play for. In the last 3 weeks of the season, they benched Will Levis. Benched him. As in, he's out, he's in, and he's starting. Talking about Rudolph. It wasn't like Mason Rudolph was some young guy, so they wanted to play him to see if he was any good. It wasn't as if the way Mike Vrabel benched Marcus Mariota in October in favor of Ryan Tannehill because he was looking for a spark to turn the season around. There were three games left. They put Rudolph out there because they thought Will Levis sucked. That's why they did it. And so this idea that the national media and some Titans fans seem to believe that there was a Will Levis-Cam Ward mano-a-mano quarterback battle was a complete and total pipe dream. And when we look back on this, you know, it was funny because last year when everybody was like, you don't understand, Jared Rand Carthon, he'll show you, let Rand cook. By the way, chalk up another one for Rand. Let him cook, baby. But again, when this was going on last year, I kept saying, we are going to remember this era of Titan football. The Carthon era, the Callahan era, we are going to remember this the same way that we remember the Ken Wisenhunt era. And I'll be damned if this isn't Zach Mettenberger 2.0. That's who this is. I'll never forget the Titans drafted Marcus Mariota number 2 overall. It's the same as drafting Cam Ward. I know Cam was technically number 1, but might as well have been number 1, number 2. It's the same juice of the pick when you use it number 2 on a quarterback. And Zach Mettenberger said something stupid like, I'll battle him to the death. Sit down and shut up. Zach Mettenberger stayed on the team because Ken Wisenhunt loved him like a son. And now apparently he is Ken Wisenhunt's son, son-in-law. And as soon as Wiz and Hunt was gone, so was Zach Mettenberger, and we never heard from him ever again. Same thing's going to happen here. Now, what I think's kind of crazy is that Will Levis is BFFs with Bryce Wasserman, who's Amy's new son-in-law. And so, I don't know, maybe Bryce Wasserman is no longer friends with him and he's friends with Cam. Maybe he's jumped ship too. I don't know. But this was never a competition. This, again, who starts week one? And I don't know if the Titans have decided Cam starts week one or not. A lot of people tell me when I say things like, hey, you do know that Lamar Jackson didn't start as a rookie in his first game. Patrick Mahomes didn't start as a rookie in his first game. Josh Allen didn't start as a rookie in his first game. People say, well, but Jared, they had better quarterbacks. Buffalo had Nathaniel Peterman. The question for Buffalo was, is Josh ready? Nah, we don't think Josh is ready. So Peterman starts. With the Titans, it was always, is Cam ready? Do we think that this is the right position? Or at least this is what it should be. With the Titans, you never know. They're so stupid. But do you think that they're ready? Do you think Cam's ready? If Cam's not ready, Brandon Allen starts. It's not who's better, Cam or Brandon Allen. Cam's definitely better than Brandon Allen. But it is Cam ready? But there was never going to be a competition between Brandon Allen and Will Levis. It was always going to be Brandon Allen. Just like last year, the Titans said there was a competition between Malik Willis and Mason Rudolph. There never was a competition, and there never was going to be a competition. So enough with this having anything to do with anything that matters with the Titans. Levis is a nobody to the Tennessee Titans. Again, he is and has as much importance in this organization as Zach Mettenberger. And you know what the common thread between Levis and Zach Mettenberger were as quarterbacks of the Titans? They were both posers who sucked. They were losers. Time to move off of that. 615-737-1025 here on the program. We'll get to your phones on this because a lot of you guys want to weigh in on this. 615-737-1025. And clearly the Titans are letting everybody know that this was Will Levis's decision to have the surgery the day before the opening of training camp. And I don't know what they're going to say tomorrow about it. Borgonzi and Brinker will meet with the media. I don't know what they're going to say, but it's obvious this was Levis's choice. And I'm just going to tell you, I can't tell you if this was a real bad shoulder injury and he just needed to go ahead and have it and he tried his hardest. But I'm going to tell you what it looks like and what the optics say. And I think the optics are bad. We'll get to that coming up next here on the program. The Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix is coming to the National Super Speedway Labor Day weekend at 102.5 The Game. Has your chance to win VIP tickets to the IndyCar race. Text in the keyword race, R-A-C-E, now to 615-737-1025 to be entered to win a pair of VIP tickets. Plus, this September, Tim McGraw will be performing at Trinix Rock the Cradle in Nashville, a meaningful event supporting newborns and moms at an Ascension St. Thomas in Midtown. Get your tickets at Rock the Cradle. Oh, Derek. Come on, Derek. You know, again, he's like, I'm just going to say it. I think the reason that this happened is because he lost a starting job. And so do you think he quit? I'm not going to say that. You know, I'm not going to say that simply because last year when he went out there, he did compete. And I heard that and I thought, oh, Derek. Oh, you're, So last year, when he was given the starting job with no opposition, even though he had won three games as a rookie and really hadn't played that well, he was totally fine. He competed last year when it was his job. Now that he's not going to be the starting quarterback because he was so bad last year, and they signed somebody else to be the backup, and they paid someone else $40 million to be the starting quarterback this year, he's decided on the eve of training camp to have shoulder surgery and miss the year. He quit. You can say it, Derek. You didn't quit. They put you down the depth chart as far as you could go, D-Mace. And you kept doing your job, kept showing up, kept working out, kept getting coached, and now you're in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. And so I can't tell you if this was a poor choice on Will Levis's part or not. The Titans are clearly not happy about it. I have a hard time with the, so you told the team you weren't hurt last year when it was your job, but now that it's not your job, you're now worried about your career and you're going to have the surgery. Got it. That said, whoever gave Levis the advice to have the surgery, I then gave him bad advice the way this has all gone down, because the optics of it are horrible. And the optics have always been a problem for Will Levis. Going back to his fall in the 2023 draft, Will Levis was good enough to be drafted in the first round. His talent was good enough to be drafted in the first round. And yet, he fell. Every team passed on him, including you. You took a guard overtaking Will Levis. And so Will Levis is going to have this shoulder surgery because he wants a second chance somewhere else. He knows he's not going to get it here because Cam Ward is ultimately going to be the starting quarterback. So he'd like to go somewhere else and try to have a career renaissance a la Sam Darnold. The problem is the optics are so bad surrounding Will Levis and surrounding this. Again, on the eve of training camp, I don't know if another team will take that opportunity on him. That's how bad this is. I mean, I will tell you, I have had football people today that have texted me. I mean, people who have spent years and years and years, decades in the game. Multiple football people have texted me, and they have said, what the hell's going on here? And again, this is a guy who, regardless of whether or not it was fair, fell in the draft because teams looked at him and said, I'm not feeling him. I don't like the fit. We played the cut when he did the Manning passing TV show or whatever, and his question for Peyton and Eli was, how do you separate marketing from playing quarterback? And it's like, oh, God, what a – even Peyton rolled his eyes and was like, well, you know, you really should focus on football and then let the commercials do the talking. Ha, ha, ha. So the optics have always been bad for Levis. The optics of this, I'm just telling you, this looks like he admitted to everybody, yeah, I'm a quitter. I can't compete with Cam Ward, so I'm not going to. I'll have the surgery. I don't know who gives that guy a second chance. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com here, 615-737-1025, if you want to weigh in on the program. One texter says, and our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com says, his agent 100% set it up this way. He's probably known it all along. Well, I would just say this. I don't know if Will Levis's agent is the one pulling the strings here. To me, this is a bad idea. Like, if you're Will Levis, the old saying is the cream rises to the top in the NFL. So you'd figure at some point he probably would have gotten a shot here. Or maybe not. And then they would have moved him. Because somebody would have needed a backup quarterback at some point. Ask Malik Willis how that's working out. The change of scenery, getting an opportunity, not playing for a dumpster fire of an organization, and all of a sudden Malik Willis doesn't look like a bum. I don't think Levis's agent said, you know what, have that shoulder surgery so that now everybody who already didn't like you and who already passed on you 2 years ago, and you've already gotten the coach that drafted you and the general manager that drafted you fired, now they're going to take a chance on you. Yeah. I don't know about that. One texter says, Jared, say what you will about Levis. It's obviously time to move on, but why did you take a dig at Mark Stoops? He's done a good job for what the Kentucky program is, and of course he's going to defend the guy he coached, no matter how wrong he is. Mark Stoops is a joke. Again, that's who has Will Levis at quarterback. Not the winning coaches, Mark Stoops. One texter says, let's say you're entirely correct about Will Levis. And again, this is the idea that I think Will Levis is a quitter. And I think Will Levis is a loser. And I don't think you can win with losers. So let's say you're entirely correct about Will Levis. It speaks that this is the me-first culture that we live in. Then you draft a quarterback that quit on his team at halftime. This me-before-the-team attitude is doomed to failure. So I don't really have a strong opinion one way or another on the Cam Ward halftime thing at Miami. I mean, he wanted to get the record, and so he did, and then he sat out, and I thought it was kind of weak. I thought he probably should have played the whole game, but that seems to be the going rate. I actually did have a scout 2 years ago when Levis took over for Tannehill say to me at a Louisville football game, an NFL scout said to me, he said, yeah, we call him Will Leftus because he didn't play in the bowl game. And I'm like, bro, it's 2023. Nobody plays in the bowl games anymore anyway. And at the same time, now that Will Levis has quit on his team the day before the opening of training camp, hard not to think, hey, what'd that scout say? Will Leftus. And he's not wrong about Cam Ward. And I'll say this about the Titans culture. The Titans love things that I don't give a rat's ass about, like smack talk. They think smack talk from the head coach on down is a good thing. Roger McCreary went on NFL Network last week and said his goal this season is to talk more smack. Boy, I tell you, that's a great goal, Roger. So the Titans have a terrible culture right now. Terrible. But it is all the me first stuff. Jeffrey Simmons, he doesn't need to go to OTAs. He's too good with his five sacks. Legarius Sneed? Levis? Oh, I have to work hard for the job? Pass. No, thank you. And I do think that that is a culture that is doomed to failure. And I don't know Ward well enough to tell you which side of that coin Cam Ward's on. And I also don't know Cam Ward well enough to know if all the placating they've done to him, we're going to give you Warren Moon's number. Do you even know who Warren Moon is? No. Okay, we're going to unretire Warren Moon's number for you. I don't know if that is going to play into this culture of losers that the Titans have created. But it does kind of feel like reality that that's who the Titans are. 615-737-1025, which is the phone number. Speaking of the Titans and this loser culture, they dropped a 30-minute video today. I watched it, so you don't have to. But there was a one part in this, speaking of Levis and the quarterbacks, that I could not get over the irony given what had just been announced an hour before this video dropped. And we'll get to that next here on the program. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106 through the game. Also, let me say this. Today, it is the Monday of training camp, which is usually our day for expectations, 3 o'clock. The official Stillman & Company expectations for the 2025 Titans season. Will Levis is the main story today, but that is not going to overshadow what we do every year. So we will get to that as well. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106 for the game. That was the new behind-the-scenes video that the Titans put out today. The Titans of Tennessee. It was 25 minutes. If you remember the last time they put out a Titans of Tennessee video, Denard Wilson taught us how to spell Titan, and we made fun of that. Today, I watched all 25 minutes, so you don't have to. So we will get into the Titans of Tennessee video because I'll just put it to you like this. I texted Katie Reese, who's Floyd's daughter-in-law, and Ian, and I was like, oh my God, the old man would be so embarrassed if he watched this thing. But that was Callahan talking about the quarterback room. So at 9 a.m. this morning, it came out that Will Levis was quitting on the football team and that the Titans weren't totally on board with this, that Levis had made this decision with his team, his agents, his doctors, or whatever. And at 10 o'clock, they released this behind-the-scenes hype video in which Brian Callahan's talking about how great this quarterback room is because everybody is competing, but they're all working together. An hour before this came out, Will Levis decided to quit on the team. Anybody else see the irony in that? I'm watching this on my couch today, and I'm laughing out loud. This is coming from someone whose seven-month-old got them sick this week and have been on my ass since Wednesday of last week, really Tuesday night during the All-Star game, I started shriveling up in blankets because I had the chills, and I've been on my ass all week. So I've watched the Netflix show, The Quarterback, with Jared Goff and Joe Burrow and Kirk Cousins, and I'm watching Joe Burrow and just how no nonsense, no sugarcoating, no BS Joe Burrow is. And I think to myself, man, I wish my quarterback was like that. And here's Levis again. Oh, yeah. I might not even be the backup. Now I'll have surgery. Georgia Murfreesboro says, was the shoulder not hurt during minicamp? And when he was in California over the summer, it all of a sudden started bothering him again? What a loser. Rand Carthon was a joke. George says in all caps, a joke. I mean, think about all the guys Rand Carthon has brought in, or the guys that he signed, and the guys that Legarius Sneed. I mean, this time last year, Rand was doing interviews talking about, well, Jeff Simmons came in my office and said the right side of the offensive line was, you know, really getting good, and you people ate it up. I'm like, oh, yeah, you have fun with PT. A joke. We will forever talk about the Rand Carthon era because it was so, but that's going to be the gold standard. How Amy got hoodwinked into that will still be an all-timer for me. Chip says, Jared, you're 100% right. Brandon Allen was brought in to be the backup. I saw that, and I'm like, when they signed Brandon Allen, I'm like, he's the backup. He's the backup. Tim Boyle's a camp arm, and Levis is, he's here until we figure out how to move him. We'll move him in a fifth and get a fourth back. Like, that's what they do. And I guess either nobody wanted him, or maybe the Titans didn't want to trade him, or I don't know. But that's what they do. He was Sam Howell. And the Commanders moved off of Sam Howell to make room for Jaden Daniels. They could have kept Sam Howell to be the backup for a very cheap price, but they didn't. Because that's not what you do. You go get a veteran guy who is no threat to the young quarterback, and his job is to mentor the young quarterback. Remember when Ryan Tannehill said his job wasn't to mentor Malik Willis, and people got their panties all up in a bunch? And I said, he's right. That's not his job. His job is to go beat the Colts. His job is to go beat Jacksonville, to go beat Houston. Like, that's his job. Well, Brandon Allen, when he signed, his job is to be the mentor to Cam Ward. That's what he signed for. Mike says, the timing of the decision by Levis is definitely a bad look. It seems unlikely that he just learned that he needs surgery. Again, to me, this is total duck theory. If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Will Levis was going to be competing for the backup job. Forget about what Adam Schefter's saying or anybody else. Albert Breer already came out today, and I think Albert Breer is the best reporter in the NFL. Albert Breer already came out today and said it wasn't as if Levis was getting as many reps as Cam Ward. He wasn't. Levis was going to be battling for the backup job. And I think Levis was going to lose the backup job to Brandon Allen. Instead of dealing with that embarrassment, because Will Levis cares about what people think, Will Levis decided to have the surgery, so now he can say, oh, I was hurt, that's why I sucked last year, and that's why I'm not going to be third string this year. One texter says, playing devil's advocate, isn't it smart for Levis to realize that if he is genuinely hurt and he goes out there in the preseason, which is his opportunity to get a second chance, and he underperforms because of an injury, that he probably can't come back from that? Better to get healthy and rehab than have a comeback tour when you're not healthy. So, going back to that quarterback show, Kirk Cousins got hurt. You know, his elbow and his shoulder got all jacked up, and he tried to play through it, and he went from lighting up the scoreboard to almost as bad as Will Levis. In fact, according to PFF, the only quarterback who threw the ball into danger more than Levis was actually Cousins. And as I was watching that Netflix docuseries over the weekend, I was wondering in my head, do I have sympathy for Cousins? Cousins got hurt, but Cousins doesn't want to tell the coaches that he got hurt. He doesn't want to take himself out. He doesn't want to... Well, Atlanta missed the playoffs by a game last year. And if Kirk Cousins had gone to the coaches when he got hurt in the New Orleans game and said, I'm hurt, and Michael Penix had gone in, there's a chance the Atlanta Falcons are in the playoffs. If Will Levis got hurt in the Miami game and he told the coaches, I'm okay, and he played in the Indy game, and then he sat out the two games after or three games after the Indy game, and then he came back and said, I'm okay. But now that he's not the starting quarterback anymore, he's going to say, well, let me get healed up so that I can go showcase for other teams in a couple of years. Do you want that guy in your organization? You're the 49ers. You always bring in these guys to be the backups. When Mac Jones leaves, do you want to bring him in there to do that? Or would you take somebody who's not going to lie to the team? Brian says, what team we've got? Levis is out there doing this BS. Snead is being out for practice, but he'll be game ready because he's in the best shape ever, according to him. What a freaking joke. I'll tell you again, when the face of your team, the leader of your team is Jeffrey, it's never my fault, Simmons, you know you've got a culture problem. And we keep seeing time and time again, culture issue after culture issue. And the Titans keep combating that by saying, no. We've got this great new off-season program, the four H's. We've learned about this. We know each other's heartbreaks. We're brothers. We're a closer team. Yeah, that off-season program, it's really, really important, right? Was Jeffrey Simmons there for it? Oh, no. Oh, okay. It's a joke. Titans have horrible culture. Horrible culture. Matthew says, never had questions about culture when Vrabel was the coach. Ding, 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 ding. But these guys, Carthon and Callahan, they didn't care about holding people accountable. They cared about kissing everybody and patting them on the butt. And this is what you get. It's like letting your kids do whatever they want to do. That doesn't make them disciplined children. Same thing here. Okay, the Monday of training camp is always the day that we set the official expectations for the season. You know how we do this. We break the games down into five categories. Last year, we were the biggest haters in the world because we expected 5 wins. They won 3. So how many wins should we expect this year for the Titans? We will make it official, and we will do it next. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.